137, first and last.
Here we are, frustrating pilgrims here, our path is lost and dim, but to cheer us on our journey still, we sing this wayside hymn. Yonder, over the rolling river, where the shining mansions rise, soon will be our home forever, and the smile of the blessed giver, where
the
376. Sing all three stanzas of this song. Following this song, we'll allow time for those to partake of the Lord's Supper who were unable to assemble this morning. If you'll just stay seated where you are, and the one who's officiating at the table will come and walk up and down the aisle, just kind of hold your hand up when he gets close, and he'll stop and serve you at that time, after the singing of this song. Number 376.
He paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I
you a Bible reader tonight? Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. I'm ready right now. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 7, and then offer a prayer after. Read it with me.
Therefore, if you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on the things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. Therefore, consider the members of your earthly body as dead to immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and greed, which amounts to idolatry. For it is because of these things that the wrath of God will come upon the sons of disobedience. In them you also once walked when you were living in them, but now you also put them all aside: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and abusive speech from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you laid aside the old self with its evil practices. Let's bow in prayer. Father, we're so thankful for your many, many blessings. We appreciate so much that you demonstrated your power over death by raising Jesus from the dead. We appreciate his sacrifice so much, Father, that he died for our sins. Father, we all have things in our lives that trouble us and bother us. Every one of us. And Father, I pray that you heed our prayers when we cry to you for help and comfort and peace in these situations. We know, Father, that we live in a fallen world and these things happen, but Father, we just pray for strength and help from above. We're thankful for a time like this when we can sing praises to your name. We're thankful for the people who wrote and put these words that we can sing and praise to you. And we pray that our worship and praise is acceptable to you. Forgive us of our sins, Father, we pray in Christ's name.
Number 69. First and last. Number 69.
Dread not the things that are ahead, the burden great, the sinking sand.
wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not to one another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge, after the image of him that created him. For there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which you are also called in one body, and be thankful.
Number 865.
Sometimes my heart I fill with teardrops. My sorrows keep our hearts to bear. But in God's word I hear the promise, there'll be no tears. We'll sing and shout.
today. After our closing prayer, there are some refreshments in the back fellowship hall area. After our closing prayer, give some people a few moments to make some final preparations, and we'll send out the call. All things are ready. Everyone's very welcome to stay. There's plenty of food, I know. I've already looked. There's plenty. If you'd like to stay, please do. So, yeah, appreciate your attendance very, very much. By the way, Chris and Paula called in, said they would not be here this evening. Certainly wanted to do that. All right, so bow with me in prayer. We'll offer prayer on behalf of those in need, and also thanks for the food and for our evening together tonight. So bow with me. Father and God in heaven, again and always, we're so, really so thankful for your abiding presence, your loving kindness and tender mercy. We're thankful for your willingness to give us bountiful blessings from above. We're thankful for your interest in our well-being. On behalf of Margaret, we especially pray this evening, being so mindful of a need, that you would bless her and the family, bless her especially with freedom from pain and rest through the night and free from undue anxiety. We pray that you will bless those that tend to her, that they'll be tender. Bless those that care for her, that they'll be careful. And we pray for open eyes that will seize the opportunity for ministry and service in all things. We pray you receive glory and honor. We're thankful for the food that's been prepared. We pray blessings on those hands that made preparations. And we pray that you will bless us, strengthen us, and give us safe guidance home this evening. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.